sewed carpet rags together, strings together many times.
You have.
She'd have us to sew them together, you know, and then wind them up in a big ball.
Uh-huh.
So she could push them through the loom, you know, back and forth. And yeah, she made carpets all, she'd make them up big enough to cover one of the big old rooms, you know.
Really,
when we married, but she gave us a homemade carpet to cover our living room.
Oh, gosh. Well, what about over the windows? What would you have over the windows, like, to keep the light out?
Well, we just had curtains.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have no window blinds.
Oh, you didn't have anything like that?
Just
yeah.
Had curtains.
Uh-huh. Well, what about at the... at the top of the house, the room between the ceiling and the... And
well, we never did live where it was two-story high.
Uh-huh. No, I mean, well, not two stories, I guess, but...
Of course, they called it a loft.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning.
They
yeah.
called it up overhead,
yeah.
you know.
Up overhead, that's what I was meaning.
It was a loft.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what... Mm-hmm. That's what I was talking, wondering about. Exactly. Yeah. And... did you have, like, off the kitchen, a little room where you might keep... Oh, extra canned goods.
There's canned fruit and dirty clothes.
You
and
did.
Like
what'd
that.
You call that room?
We just called it our junk room.
You did. And what about, did you ever hear of something in a house called a safe?
Yeah, my Lord, I had one of them and I left home.
Oh, you did? What was it for?
My man's daddy bought it for his wife after one of the big overflows down there.
Oh, I see.
They lost everything they had in the overflow.
Oh.
And he went to town and bought that big safe that's way up, you know, and big out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when his mother died, when his wife died, why, then he remarried and married a woman that had been married, and she had her things in the... So he gave this safe to one of the boys that was married.
Uh-huh.
And then after we married, then it was given to us.
Oh, so you
and
ended
I
up with
it. I still had it down there when I left home.
You did. You still
I had it full of canned fruit.
Oh, that's what you put in it, with canned fruit.
Now, before we moved up there, well, we had room in the kitchen for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept our cooking vessels and things down in the bottom part, and then the other part we kept for fruit and jellies and things, you know.
Well, something else, like if you were talking about housework, for example, you know, that you used to do back when you... now, did your husband was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what... Now, when you first would get up in the morning, after you cooked breakfast, what would you have to do to the house?
Well, of course, I generally wash the dishes first, and then make the beds, then do the sweeping, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did you use to sweep with?
Oh, we always had a broom.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And had to mop with, of course.
And you'd say then that like usually then you would just be cleaning up.
Yeah, cleaning being house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every day you'd have to do that.
And of course, anybody that raised as many children as we did had a lot.
Well, what about the clothes when you had to?
I had to make all the clothes, you know.
Uh-huh.
Them days, people sewed and had to make all the clothes they wore.
Mm-hmm. Well, then did you when you would wash the clothes? How would you get the wrinkles out?
We darned them.
Oh.
He darned on the stove.
Oh, you did? On the stove.
And then they darned them clothes with them hot irons.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And, of course, they didn't